The war in Syria has been just one of the main topics on Secretary of State John Kerry's first-year agenda. The BBC's Kim Gattas covers the State Department, and she's followed Kerry's first 12 months as America's top diplomat.
Mr. Kerry's diplomacy on Syria is limited by what America's allies and foes are willing to do or what they see as the right diplomatic course. You have the Russians who are not willing, for example, to support a resolution at the UN calling on Syria to allow humanitarian aid to enter towns and cities like Homs. You have the Saudis who want the Americans to do more on Syria, including possibly military action. And John Kerry is trying to navigate those competing agendas, keeping also in mind that President Obama himself is very cautious when it comes to dealing with Syria. So I would have to say that John Kerry, as Secretary of State, is probably somewhat frustrated, but doing the best he can and putting a brave face on it.
Now, Russia is a key player in Syria. John Kerry seems to work pretty well with their foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, even chummy at times. Can Kerry get the Russians to lean harder on Assad?
Well, it hasn't worked so far. And if we are to believe reports of a conversation between Mr. Kerry and members of Congress, including people like Senator John McCain, Mr. Kerry is quite frustrated with Sergei Lavrov as well and feels like the Russians aren't delivering and aren't pressing Mr. Assad hard enough. But you have to remember that Russia has its own interests, and it's not because there is a chummy relationship between Mr. Lavrov and Mr. Kerry that Vladimir Putin is going to put what he sees as his national security interests to the side.
Now, John Kerry does get credit for a partial initial breakthrough on Iran, helping to broker the first ever partial freeze of their nuclear program. You go with Kerry pretty much where he goes, Kim. You fly in the same plane. What is he like and what does he believe he can do in countries like Iran that have been our adversaries for several decades?
This is really an incredible moment in U.S.-Iranian relations. For Mr. Kerry, this is a very delicate diplomatic game. He's invested a lot in it. And it plays to his strength, which is the chessboard type of diplomacy, dealing with the big files, the big guys on the international stage, whether it's a deal with the Iranians or whether it's the Middle East peace process. Mr. Kerry is very much about that kind of diplomacy.
Yeah, on the file marked Mideast peace process, Kerry seems almost obsessed with getting some sort of deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Do you have any insight, speaking with his aides or with him, on what is motivating that near monomania on Mideast peace?
The joke in the Middle East is that the Israelis and the Palestinians will agree on a peace deal just to get Mr. Kerry off their back because he's so enthusiastic about it. What drives him is what drives every American official who tries their hand at this is the possibility to be remembered in the history books as the one person that brought to an end an intractable conflict that has plagued the region for the last 60 or so decades.
You know, Kim, one of the big things when Kerry went into the job was his connections to foreign leaders, his Rolodex and his ability to get doors open. Ultimately, what are those relationships groomed over decades? What does all that add up to after his first year?
It's a good question. It is something that Hillary Clinton brought to her job as well. The Rolodex, the instant name recognition, the ability to knock on anyone's door and see it open instantly. But that is something that also comes with just being the American Secretary of State. It's something that Condoleezza Rice was able to do as well. There is a certain importance attached to the position of Secretary of State. Mr. Kerry brought a lot of personal connections or connections to world leaders. All of that, of course, helps the initial contact. But at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily sway the other person if they feel that what is being asked of them is not in their interest. And that is just the reality of diplomacy.
Kim, finally, how's Kerry's beard looking today?
I haven't checked in for a few days, and I must admit that the first time I saw the picture of him with a beard, I almost wonder whether it was photoshopped. So I'm afraid I can't give you an update on his facial grooming habits.
The BBC's Kim Gattas, who covers the State Department. Thanks for your time, and thanks for telling us about John Kerry's first year.
Thanks, Marco. Thanks very much for having me.